Hi, this is Rini Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer, telling you to stay tuned to WNJC 1360 AM for Thursday in the Doghouse, coming right up.
Mama was a mutt, Daddy was fun too. Me, I'm a little bit of everything, everything that I use. One day I'm walking down my block.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to this week's edition of Thursday in the Doghouse. It's an educational talk show for dog lovers out there who want to learn everything and anything about our favorite companion pet, the dog. I'm your host, Karen Fazio, the dog super nanny and owner of My Best Friend Dog Training.
And I'm your host, Rini Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer.
Both Rini and I are professional trainers in New Jersey, and we want to make sure that we answer all questions or any questions you might have about your own dogs. You're always welcome to call into our program with any questions or comments throughout our 30-minute show. Our number is 856-227-1360. The line is now open, so give us a call. The number again is 856-227-1360. This week we're going to be speaking about winter weather care and how to take care of your dog and how to prevent injuries in the snow and the rain and ice and those types of things. But if you didn't hear our show last week and you'd like to listen to more information about winter weather care and training and all these kinds of things about your dog, please go to my website at www.mybestfrienddogschool.com. Click on the page called, it says Radio, Karen's Radio Show, and you'll see podcasts on that page. And if you want to see more podcasts, you can go to Rini's website at www.jerseydogtrainer.com, and she has an actual button that says Radio, Rini's Radio Show, and she has all the podcasts. And that's pretty much it. Hey, Rini, how are you this morning?
I'm good, Karen. How you been?
I'm doing good.
I hope you have had a wonderful new year.
I'd like to start out the show by letting listeners know about some of the training and services that I offer in the central New Jersey area.
Okay. All right. Hold on.
Are you the owner of a fearful or aggressive dog and don't know where to turn? Have you called other trainers and they've turned you down because they don't want to deal with an aggression case? Then My Best Friend Dog Training and its special service, the Dog Super Nanny, is maybe just what you're looking for. We do in-home private consultations. We're located in Keyport, New Jersey, and we do travel. Our phone number is 732-533-9376, and our website is mybestfrienddogschool.com. We are positive-based trainers and don't use physical punishment or fear as a way to motivate your dog. We use games and fun as a way to do that, and we also help you during the whole process. So give us a call. We're here for you. 732-533-9376.
And I'm here with Rini Primeza, and you're listening to Thursday in the Doghouse. If you have any questions about your own pet dogs, feel free to give us a call at 856-227-1360. The number again is 856-227-1360. Today we're going to be talking about winter weather care and how to take care of your dog in the inclement weather that's about to happen. I mean, we've had some ups and downs with the cold weather, but, we've been pretty safe so far. But, both everybody knows that the snow is coming, the ice is coming, the frigid temperatures are coming. And I'd like to go over some things that can help you protect your dog throughout the winter. And I think one of the number one things that we need to continue to do is to continue maintaining grooming on our dogs. A lot of people think that, if they let the dog's hair grow and it's all bushy and everything, that it's going to keep the dog warmer. And that's not necessarily the truth. Especially long fur, if the dog needs to get groomed and it's not getting groomed and the hair starts to get long, when the dog goes outside to play, the fur collects a lot of ice and snow. And it causes a lot of discomfort and pain. And it also weighs them down. So, while they're out there having a good time, they're also getting physically exhausted. But you want to maintain scheduled grooming and bathing, which is a must because the salt gets in there and the chemicals and the melting agents on the streets and so on and so forth. But if you have a dog that has long hair and you haven't had it groomed, you know, before you go out for a walk, you could place some dry towels in the dryer and put it on so that when you get back in the house, you can wrap the dog up in it and melt away any lingering snow. You could also put a hair dryer on the lowest setting to melt it away, and that'll get rid of some of that discomfort. And there's another product on the market which I think is really cool, and it's made by Furminator, and it's called the Fur Dry for dogs. And it's a soft microfiber coat that whisks away moisture and allows full movement to make your dog comfortable, while the coat, it's a very convenient design, too. It also helps shield your furniture and carpets against odors and dirt. And I think that's a wonderful thing. And it kind of fits like a vest. So, you know, you can put your dog in that for a little while just to protect your floors and so on and so forth until you could get those towels, until you could get the dryer out. Another thing that I want to talk about is winterizing the property. Now, we don't really think about this too much, but, you know, throughout the summer months and in the fall, you know, our dogs are out there in the yard and they're digging holes. And, you know, after fall cleanup, we have a tendency to leave some rakes laying around and maybe some lawn furniture or a hose and things like that. Now, it's really important to get rid of these things. You know, fill up the holes, get rid of any rakes or tools, or anything that might get hidden under the snow, because when your dog goes out there and romps around in the snow, it's not going to see that, you know, that foot-deep hole, and it could get its leg caught in it, and it could break its leg or fracture it. The dog could get injured. So you really want to make sure that, you know, whatever could get snow-covered is going to be safe. Paw care is tremendously important. And, you know, frigid temperatures and melting agents can really damage paws. And, you know, and this is true also in the summer. You know, if you take your dog to the beach and, you know, the sand and the salt and these kinds of things. So there's a really good product out there, and it's called Musher Secret. And it's a waxy substance, and you put it on your dog's paws only once a week. You put it on the paw pad, you put it in between the toes, and it actually absorbs into the pad, and it protects it allows the dog's feet to still perspire and breathe and everything like that. But what it does is it creates a barrier against ice, snow, melting agents, and any irritants that might cause your dog discomfort or cause a possible injury. It's also, you know, really great for summer, too. So if you take your dog to the beach, you can put that on, but you only need to use it once a month. But if you're not going to go out, you're not going to buy a Musher Secret or a similar product, the best thing to do is to safeguard the paws by wiping them with one damp cloth when you return from walks, to keep them dry. You know, you could even put like a little pot of water and just, you know, put their paws in it and just make sure that they're clean. Because they could also ingest these things too. You know, they lay down, they try to get rid of the discomfort, they're licking their toes and things like this, and it could actually make them sick. Another issue, and this is predominantly larger breeds and winter breeds, and breeds that are resilient to the cold, such as German Shepherds, Newfies, these larger breeds of St. Bernard, these dogs love sleeping in the snow. I mean, I'll look out my window on any given day when it's snow-covered and my shepherd is rolled up in a ball and he's taking a nap. But do not let your dog take a nap in the snow. The first thing I do is call him into the house, you know, give him a treat and have him nap in the house because, you know, your dogs can get, you know, hypothermia. Especially, you know, if the dog's not used to cold weather. I mean, you know, we're not talking about sled dogs that are living in the Arctic, you know, and they're used to this kind of temperature. So, you know, you really want to be careful in that. Another very important thing is always make sure the dog has access to water. Dehydration occurs as quickly in winter, maybe even faster in winter than it does in the summer months. So you want to make sure that the dog has access to unfettered access to clean, non-frozen water. Don't think that your dog is going to eat snow or it's going to be able to lick the icicles that are hanging off the side of the house and it's going to be enough moisture. They need to have clean, non-frozen water, always. If you have kids, you want to make sure that you're always monitoring their interaction with the dogs outside. You know, kids get excited when there's a snowstorm and when there's a newly fallen snow, and equally as much, the dog gets just as excited. So, you know, kids running around with dogs and everything in the yard is fine, but you have to realize that if a child falls on a dog, you know, it could cause the dog to panic or even bite to free itself, and this could be even in the most well-behaved dogs. So you want to make sure that there's always an adult present and they're always constantly supervised. Another point, we don't really give it much thought, but most of us have like 6-foot fences around our houses. But if you get like a 2 or 3 foot snow, or even a 2 foot snow, or a 1 foot snow, it could blow snow drifts against the fence, and now your fence is only 2 feet high.
Boy, is that a great point. Great point, Karen.
Thank you. So what you want to do is, if you have pets that are always in the yard and that's the first place they go, forget about the driveway and the sidewalk. Do that second. Go outside, dig away 3 feet from the fence line the snow. That way your dogs can't hop over the fence easily. So that way, you know, the fence is still 6 foot high. It's not 2 or 3 feet high. And, you know, many dogs will panic, you know, if it's snowing out, their scents are covered, so they hop over the fence and then they get lost. And it's really quite sad, you know, when you look in the yard and you find out your dog's gone, especially if you took a collar off because you want to keep, you know, give the dog a bath or something when it comes back in. Now your dog has no ID. So make sure you also microchip your dogs. It's really important. At any time of the year, but especially in the winter.
Karen, can I ask you a couple of things?
Sure.
These products that you've been talking about, they sound really wonderful. Is there any way you can put those products on your website so people can refer to your website to find out what they are? I never heard of that Musher's Secret before, and I'd like to find out more about that.
And it's made with organic compounds, too. It's not chemicals.
Uh-huh. So, but you said that Musher's Secret, like you would put that on once a week or once a month?
Once a week.
But you mentioned using it in the summer, and then in the summer you would only use it once a month?
No, you use it once a week.
Once a week, okay.
I mean, it's, you know, the dog's just, you know, walking around the house and hanging out by the pool in the summer. I mean, I don't think it's really necessary.
Right.
But, you know, you have a lab, and you're taking it to the beach, and you're playing fetch, and the dog's swimming in the water and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could really help protect the dog's paws against, you know, scorching sand and the irritation of sand. And
well, what is it? Is it a wax?
It's a wax.
And does it seep through the between the toes and stuff too?
Yeah, eventually it just gets absorbed into the paws. So it's not like, you know, you're not going to have your dog walking around and leaving big waxy paw prints around your house.
Right.
It absorbs fairly quickly. And it's just a really, really cool product.
Well, can I tell you, your message here is really important. And even though we're dog trainers, sometimes we do stupid things. And I'm one of those trainers who did a couple stupid things. So let me tell you and our listeners that last year, my poor dog was plagued with some kind of irritation on his paws, and I had no idea what was causing it. He was chewing his paws constantly. He was making them bleed. I was constantly wrapping one of his hind paws up because he was limping, and the paw pad was raw. And then it dawned on me, duh, I've been walking my dog through my neighborhood after snowfalls and after the township came by salting the roads. So I never put two and two together. And now once I realized that and I stopped, you know, walking him in that, you know, now I keep him in my yard and on my property after a snowfall because I'm so afraid that that would happen again. But if I can find that Musher's Secret, I'll use it because that gives me and him the freedom that we can continue to go on our walks.
I will post it on my site.
Good. The other point that you mentioned is critically important, and you're so good about this, because again last year we had a lot of snow and the snow was very deep, and I didn't take my dog for a walk through the neighborhood. I figured, well, I'll take him for a walk on my property, and we have several acres, and most of our property is fenced in. But again, it didn't dawn on me that with all of the depth of the snow, my fence now is 2 feet instead of 4 feet. So mm-hmm. at one point he climbed over the fence, and I panicked. I never expected him to do that. So these are great, great points, Karen, and thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Welcome. So I'm going to take a break in a second, but before I do, I just wanted to mention one more thing.
Sure.
And this is really for little dogs, you know, your Chihuahuas, your teacup poodles, your teacup Yorkies. You know, during the winter months, food gets scarce. And flying above, you know, we have hawks, we have vultures, and they're looking for something to eat. Mm-hmm. So do not let tiny little dogs out in the yard to romp around without a leash on, because any of these predators could swoop down and just take your dog away.
Right.
But I do want to take a break real quick, because I want people to understand and learn about some of the services that you're offering in the South Jersey area.
Thank you, Karen. Hi again, everyone. It's me, Rini Primeza, the Jersey dog trainer and co-host of Thursday in the Doghouse. I wanted to tell you all about my upcoming Star Puppy Kindergarten class beginning on Sunday, January the 29th. If you have a puppy who is 8 weeks to 18 weeks of age, this is a wonderful class to bring your new puppy for that all-important socialization. If you've been listening to our show this month, you've heard me mention several times that puppies must be socialized with lots of people, other puppies, and even friendly adult dogs. That critical window of socialization actually ends at 12 weeks. So please don't put off socialization, or your puppy could become fearful during its adolescence and adulthood. And you can't start socializing at 12 weeks. You've got to start socializing as soon as that puppy comes into your home. The very next day, you take your puppy for a walk, have people meeting and greeting your puppy and petting your puppy and giving your puppy treats. If you come to my Star Puppy class, your puppy will also learn some of the most basic obedience behaviors, including learning to walk well on a leash, greeting people politely without jumping on them, that's a biggie, and coming when called every time you call him to you. My Star Puppy classes are held in Marlton, New Jersey at Dog Days Camp for Canines. The address is 23 West Main Street in Marlton. This is a great 6-week program that actually was created by the American Kennel Club for all breeds of dogs. The AKC calls it the Star Puppy Program. Classes must be taught only by AKC-approved trainers, and I'm one of them. Puppy must attend all 6 classes in order to pass, and then the American Kennel Club will send you a Star Puppy Certificate with your puppy's name on it. You'll get a gold medallion for your puppy to wear on his collar, stating that he's a star puppy, and your puppy will be permanently listed in the AKC Star Puppy Records. Right. If you'd like to get more information about this very unique puppy class, please give me a call at 609-280-9338. Let me give you that number again. It's 609-280-9338, or you can visit my website at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. If you click on the page marked Classes and Fees, you'll see a full description of this class, and you can even register for it right there on the website. So, Karen, what other great safety tips do you have for us today?
Well, I wanted to go back to that Musher secret for just a second.
Sure.
You had mentioned that your dog last year got all these sores and stuff.
Right.
And I just want to let you know that the product is safe enough to use on an irritated paw or an injury, so that you could protect it from dirt and dirt and bacteria and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can, if your dog already has a sore,
right?
From, of course, you know, you need to have it examined by your vet.
Right.
But if it's something that the dog keeps doing, you can put the Musher Secret over that so that you can help protect it. But I had some questions about the puppy kindergarten.
Sure.
Class, actually a couple of points.
Okay.
And I know there are so many people out there that are listening to the show and saying, well, I just got a brand new puppy and I brought it to the vet and the vet said make sure that my puppy does not interact with other dogs or go on walks or do any of these things until he has all his shots.
That's awful.
And I don't want you to kind of explain a little bit to our audience about what that is and go ahead. I just want you to give him the whole loadout.
Yeah. When I hear this, I'm telling you, my blood pressure soars. It's a very frightening thing to hear a new puppy owner tell me that they can't attend my class because their vet has told them absolutely no socialization with other puppies and don't even take them out of the house. They get that extreme sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like I want to argue with your vet. It's not like I want to put your vet down. But you have to understand, veterinarians are not that skilled with behavior. They're not that knowledgeable about it. Even when they go to vet school, they get about 2 to 3 hours, maybe even less, of behavior. And so here's the deal. So, and we have mentioned this before. You know, veterinarians are very concerned that puppies not develop a disease called parvovirus. And there is a slight risk for all puppies to develop parvovirus. However,
things are highly treatable, no?
It is treatable, but some dogs, you know, some dogs do die of it, and I don't want to, you know, whitewash that. It is a fact that parvovirus is and can be a lethal virus. However, statistically, I have to tell you and our listeners that more dogs die from fearful behavior. More dogs die because they've become fear aggressive or so severely fearful that their behavior is absolutely uncontrollable when they're around other dogs or under other people because they were not socialized before they were 12 weeks old. So when puppy gets his last set of shots, he's 16 weeks old. I've seen fearful behavior from puppies as young as 12 weeks old because maybe somebody purchased the puppy from a well-meaning breeder who kept the puppy, you know, in their home until 12 weeks. But the breeder didn't do any socialization. The breeder kept the puppy isolated, you know, with its own litter mates. But now, you know, the puppy comes into the home, hasn't met any kind of man with a beard, hasn't maybe met any children, hasn't met and been exposed to things that he needs to be exposed to that are part of and will be part of his world for the rest of his life. So that information is old world. I would encourage our listeners, if they doubt what I'm saying, to go online to the website for the American Veterinary Society of Animal Behaviorists. It's www.avsab.com. They have a statement written there about the importance of early socialization during that critical socialization window. So
now, a veterinary behaviorist, I just want to let everybody know in the audience, because you know what? There's people who ask me, what is it? You know, what do they do? They're an actual board-certified veterinarian.
Well, not all vets. Not all vets are board certified veterinary behaviorists.
True. But they're a veterinarian. They have the degree in veterinary medicine and they also have a degree in animal behavior.
Correct.
So you're also getting a vet and you're getting a behaviorist all in one neat package.
Right. So this is all, you know, to me, I mean, I work with all sorts of dogs, all breeds of dogs. I work with all sorts of behaviors, good and bad. But when I meet a dog that has clearly not been socialized because people don't know about that importance. It's heartbreaking because many of those dogs lose their homes because their behavior becomes dangerous. You know, you can't have a stranger come into your house without your dog reacting and trying to attack because he thinks that that person is an enemy. He's not aware that humans are good things. He's not aware that other dogs. Do you know how many dogs I work with every single week who lunge at the end of their leash because they're scared of other dogs? They want to go attack that dog. You know, people can be sued for this behavior. People can be sued and lose their homeowner's insurance because their dogs are behaving this way. And if your dog attacks another dog, you know, the lawsuit can be just as bad as if he attacked a human. The cost may not be quite as much, but, you know, your dog may go down for this. This is what Karen and I are trying desperately to prevent. And I have been doing puppy classes for 10 years, and I can honestly tell you that never have I ever had a dog or a puppy get sick with parvo because he's come to my puppy class. I know many, many trainers who have puppy classes, ongoing puppy classes every day. And from, you know, they've never ever had any puppies get sick in their classes. Right. You know, more dogs will, you know, I mean, a lot of dogs will if they go to a doggy daycare, or they go to group classes. So they may, you know, they can contact kennel cough if they're around dogs or they're going to the dog park. And please, dear, do not take your puppy to a dog park. Not at this age. So they can get kennel cough. But really, I think that, you know, over time, parvovirus has been kept under control. There are vaccines. There's a vaccine for it, and it's given at certain times, you know, during the puppy's young life. And you also have, you know, the puppy comes into your home with some of the mother's immunities because of nursing from the mother. So, you know, people have to be very serious about this, to know that, you know, vaccines are important, but so is socialization. It's equally as important, and if not more, because that puppy has to be mentally healthy as well as physically healthy.
You know, could you do me a favor? I wasn't able to jot down where and when the classes are taking place. Can you just go over that real quick?
Sure. All of my group classes are held in Marlton, New Jersey, which is kind of halfway between Philadelphia and Atlantic City. If you want to pinpoint it, you can do a MapQuest search. The address is 23 West Main Street. It's a very main street that runs through the town of Medford, Marlton, and it's a very commercial area there. Lots of shops. There's a boutique right next door, and there's a groomer right on the other side of us, and she's got a great reputation. It's called Diva Dogs. I'll give her a free plug. And where I do my puppy classes actually is a doggy daycare center. So,
What's the phone number if folks want to give?
Well, my phone number is 609-280-9338. I still have some openings in that January 29th class. I think I have four openings right now. I take a maximum of six puppies in that class. I don't take a whole big group because I want to be able to give some individualized attention to everybody that's there. We have lots of people. This is going to be a really special class because I have a lot of people coming in who actually want to volunteer. And so they're going to sit and observe my classes, and they're going to help us socialize. I have a couple guys coming in, and it's really great when guys can come to class. Most of the time it's just the wife. But this time I'm going to have lots of men there. And it's great for the puppies. And, you know, I also invite people who have children that are 7 years old or older. I've learned over time that at 7 years, children are usually mature enough to sit through a class without getting fidgety or causing a distraction. And it's great to have the children also help the other puppies socialize. Because I'll tell you, puppies react differently to children. They get all excited. They jump on them. They want to nip at them. And so this is a way we help them understand how to behave with children also during that puppy class. So it's a wonderful program, and I'm very grateful to AKC for creating a very unique program. Puppy classes are great, but this AKC Start puppy class is very, very unique and special.
Wow. What a plethora of information.
Thank you.
But you do handle, you teach owners how to stop the mouthing and the nipping and
yes,
so on.
Yes, I do. I give everybody a 14-page handout. And it's, I call it my puppy Bible. And we have information in that handout about house training, how to deal with the puppy play biting, which you have to deal with from, until the puppy is at least at the end of his 6th month or beginning of 7th month because mm-hmm. they still go through teething. And unfortunately, we have to go, Karen. It's 10:30, and this half hour went very quickly. And thank you very much for giving us all this great information that you gave us today. And next week we'll be talking to somebody about a book that she wrote, and it's about a puppy who actually talks in the book from his own little mind. He's actually writing the book for people to read from his own thoughts. So it's going to be kind of cool. So have
all
a great week, everybody. Thank you so much, Karen. I hope you have a great week. And I'm going to go to your website to find out more about the Musher Secret and also the other products you mentioned.
Yeah, I'm gonna post it up in today.
Okay. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next week at 10 o'clock at Thursday in the Dog House.
I'm glad you're home.